Well, Rob Allen feels good about his decision. He's the first to say he has some serious reading to do.
Flying out today, so I've got a book about this thick I'm going to be reading on the plane about the medical healthcare world and, you know, operating it as a business.
We're seated in his basement office. There's an open door policy. And though he's missing a CEO name tag, Allen said he's become more comfortable with the role. He has a better grasp of the financial picture, a good rapport with staff, and has made inroads with the Alaska Hospital Association. Last week, Allen went to one of their meetings in Juneau.
It was a good chance to meet other hospital CEOs and start talking to them. They're a great resource.
Did they know about what happened? Did they bring it? Did they ask you?
Everybody knows about what happened. Yes.
What did they say?
Oh, they've just, most of them were happy to see that there was somebody that would step in and take it on.
Allen applied for the CEO job last year, but lost out to Jeff Comer, who had extensive experience in hospital management elsewhere in the country. Some of that experience was of short duration, however, and that would prove to be the case in Sitka. Barely 3 months into the job, with the hospital in financial disarray, Comer abruptly resigned, and around the same time filed a police report alleging that he was assaulted by an unidentified couple while hiking on a trail. Chief Nurse Rainey Clark says the circumstances created not just confusion among the staff, but some outright panic.
People were afraid. They're afraid the hospital was going to go under. People are afraid for their jobs. We were trying to make it so that staff could come in and still just feel like they were doing their job and that's all they had to do, that they didn't have to deal with everything else that was going on out there.
You know, it was tough for about a month.
Patrick Williams is the program coordinator. In the wake of the crisis, he says that members of the administrative team would stay until 8 o'clock, sometimes 9 o'clock at night, to come up with ways to put the hospital back together.
So we got these little buttons on our name tag.
One day, former obstetrics coordinator Ruth Watson took it upon herself to walk around the hospital and hand out bright red buttons that said things like SCH team.
Just strive for the best. And there's also little buttons. I actually don't have that one on right now. It says Sitka Community Hospital will survive.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to start out here. We're at the main entrance of the hospital right now.
I'm walking down the hallways with public relations coordinator Angela McGraw.
I think we're coming out of it on the other side. Okay.
From the radiology room to IT, people say the same thing. We're surviving. We're doing okay. Daniel Kilcary began work there the same month the hospital announced its financial troubles. He says that despite the concerns and all the rumors going around, he wasn't all that worried.
So, you know, my wife works over in medical records, and she does the billing coding over there.
Mm-hmm.
And she always felt like the hospital was sound. You know, it's just a matter of things catching up.
Catching up by cashing in. Allen says the debt collector they hired brought in $560,000 in January. So far, there's been no need to ask for additional loans from the city. And as the hospital approaches a new budget cycle, Allen plans to open up the strategic planning process to the public through focus groups and two town hall meetings this spring.
It's kind of a credibility issue for me. We want to be able to show the community that we have gone through a good planning process that has credibility.
When asked if the hospital would ever merge with Search, Allen said that at the very least, he'd like to explore streamlining services.
Two emergency rooms, you know, two OBs, you know, there might be ways we could cooperate or share resources and not have so much overlap.
Allen also wants to get to the bottom of what went wrong in the first place. For that, he hired interim CFO Cynthia Brandt through April. Though it was a perfect storm of problems, blame is shifting largely to the electronic medical system that the hospital implemented last May, called Centrique.
That really, all the systems kind of ground to a halt. So there was a real slowdown in getting bills out. The decision to pick the system was made a couple of years ago, so I haven't even found any documents about how evaluation was done or why this one was chosen.
In such cash-strapped times, it doesn't seem likely the hospital will expand into a regional healthcare hub, as envisioned by Jeff Comer. Right now, it's enough to just treat patients who come in and collect the money they're owed. Allen offered the following analogy from his boat tour days to staff, which Clark said she appreciated.
It's really nice to take a tour route and have customers pay when it's beautiful out there and there's lots of wildlife. But the days that you have to take people out on the boat and it's windy and raining and there's no wildlife, bottom line is you still have paying customers. And so I think having that mindset can kind of like come over to healthcare because it's the same thing. Nobody wants to be in a hospital. You know, nobody wants to have to come and be sick. We just need to focus on our patients.
A task that's become a lot easier, Clark said, with a steady hand at the wheel. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.